Thomas is looking to gain some energy efficiency by insulating the attic. How can we help you with this project?
I want to put insulation on the roof in the attic.
Okay.
And I was wondering, if, can you just put the insulation right up, or you get condensation between the roof and the insulation?
Yeah, you don't want to put the insulation at the right in the underside of the roof itself. You want to put it at the ceiling level, in other words, the second floor ceiling between the...
conditioned spaces and unconditioned spaces, correct?
Yeah, exactly. If you're talking about putting it up in the roof rafters, that would be a bad idea.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, bad idea. Because it holds too much heat against the roof, it will wear out the shingles very, very quickly. It will trap moisture in there and cause condensation and delamination and mold. The only time that you insulate in that particular space is if you have a cathedral ceiling, where say you have like a 2x10 roof rafter, then you put in about 8 inches of insulation and leave a gap between the insulation and the underside of the roof sheathing, Tom. But in this particular situation, I would put it down at the attic floor or the second floor ceiling level. You're going to want about 15 to 18 inches of insulation there.
Okay. All right.
All right, Tom. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.